You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Last week, Congressman Tom McClintock, who represents the Motherlode, spoke on the U.S. House floor. Here are the congressman's comments.
Mr. Speaker, last year we finally achieved operational control of our southern border for the first time in decades. The Trump administration made it clear that our border would be enforced and illegal immigration dropped dramatically. It was no accident that when we finally won control of the border and cut the flow of low-wage labor, Americans saw the strongest wage growth in 40 years, the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years, and the lowest poverty rate in 60 years. And for the first time in decades, the wage gap between rich and poor narrowed. Well, that all ended on January 20th when Joe Biden issued executive orders to stop deporting illegal immigrants, abandon the border wall, and to admit anyone claiming to be under 18 and rescinding the Remain in Mexico policy for asylum claims. Well, that message has been heard loud and clear. Between the two immigration bills today, somewhere north of 4 million illegal immigrants will qualify for amnesty, legal employment, and a path to citizenship as a reward for breaking our laws. And here's the real tragedy. During the Trump blue-collar boom, the poorest Americans were making the greatest gains. And it's precisely these American families who will be the most harmed by these amnesty bills. Trump had their back. Biden is on their backs. The Border Patrol reported more than 100,000 encounters in February alone. Now think about that. That is the entire population of South Bend, Indiana, or Green Bay, Wisconsin, in a single month, and it's getting worse. We're way beyond the debate over whether this is a border crisis. The question now is whether we have a border at all. What's the Democrats' response? Well, this bill promises a path to citizenship not only for 700,000 DACA recipients, but millions more who illegally arrived prior to January 1st, were under 19 when they arrived, and have only committed two misdemeanors. How do you prove you qualify? Under this bill, you have a friend vouch for you. Now, we all sympathize with those illegally brought here as young children years ago, and more than 200 Republicans supported legislation to give them legal status in the 115th Congress. But it included measures that secured our border and enforced our laws to discourage another generation of young people being brought here, exactly as we're seeing unfold today. I yield back.